And I know that I don't talk a lot, but I know that you don't care a lot. As long as we move our bodies around a lot, we'll forget that we forgot how to talk when we're
that was Car Seat Headrest with Bodies. I haven't listened to much of the rest of their catalog, but that song has been a favorite of my wife and I's for a little while now. Me and my wife's. Sorry. Grammar, Police. Anyways, before that was the Felice Brothers with Bird on a Broken Wing. Now, we're going to get into the night a little bit deeper. Let's hit some, let's hit some punky stuff from the 70s. What do you say? Here's Television. See No Evil.
Point. You're so sharp. casino.
I'm the one.
Not very often you hear, you know, Richard Hell on WSKV. That's what I'm here to do. Stir things up a little bit. That was Richard Hell with Blank Generation. Before that was The Stones with Just My Imagination. Before that was Johnny Thunders. She's So Untouchable. A couple things about this guy, leading me into a few things here. So, Richard Hell is from Lexington. I don't know if where he's currently residing. I think he moved to New York because this was part of the CBGB's thing. If it tells you how much diversity there was back at any given point, really, not to specify, but the Blank Generation, or sorry, so She's Just So Untouchable, the Johnny Thunders song, came out the same year that Rolling Stones' Just My Imagination did. And both of those tunes only came out a year after Blank Generation and See No Evil. Lots of stuff going on. it was Richard Hill and the Voidoids was the name of the band. And there was one of my favorite guitar players, pretty creative, not the most intuitive guitar player, but real nice, or maybe totally intuitive, not what you would expect. Not your intuition, his. Anyways, sorry, I'm rambling. His guitar player was Robert Quine. Queen? I'm actually not sure how to say that. I've always said Quine. Robert Quine played guitar with Richard Hill and the Voidoids. And he also played guitar on this Matthew Sweet record. Here's a song called Girlfriend. Matthew Sweet, Girlfriend. That was off his record called Girlfriend. And just to give you kind of an idea of the breadth of his catalog, that record was released in 91. and Robert Quine played on it. And he also played on the Voidoids in 77, Blank Generation record. Anyhow, like I said, Richard Hell was from Lexington. You know who else is from Lexington? N.P. Presley. So let's get into our local-ish stuff for the evening. This is N.P. Presley. This is a tune called It's a Fact.
Of the pie, what will the world No golden band, no flowered altar. No boring pictures of the family. Just the ties that bind all the years in between. Held your hand through the deepest water and never let you drown in the misery. And if you had to fall, you had to fall on me. Chance across the river, living with some ghosts that you never see, but they linger there, yeah, they linger in your dreams. Where you gone, Virginia? Makes you wonder now, makes you wonder how, makes you wonder now. Trip down to nowhere, Texas. Came back home to a different view. Empty spaces there, an empty place without you.
That was Ned Van Gogh with Where You Gone, Virginia. Now, those last two guys weren't, wouldn't quite call them local, but you're you're quite likely to see them, you know, coming through town. I actually met Ned Van Gogh. Ned Hill is his name. He's got several records out. If you dig that song, check it out. He came through. I met him out in Alabama, and then he came up through town. Real great. Anyhow, and before that was the Dexateens with Naked Ground. And they are from, I think they are from Alabama. And that's funny how that works. Ned Van Gogh is not from Alabama. They're from Nashville. But I played with them in Alabama. That's confusing and unnecessary. Anyhow, looks like we've still got a... earlier we had some new listeners from Vermont. Looks like they're still checking it out. So thanks for tuning in and enjoying that. Got some, looks like somebody in West Virginia. Always a good time seeing people from out of state and out of the area. Let's see, what do we got up next? Up next, getting back, reining it in a little closer to Lexington. Here's a band called He's Dead Jim. And the singer, they've got two singers, actually, I think all three of them sing, a three-piece. And the singer is, I can't think of her name, but she's the drummer in this track that's the singer. So here's He's Dead Jim.
First laid eyes on Little Miss Lavender on the cover of a calendar. 10 years after, fell as an actor. Star of such famous films like Zombies in the Show. I said hello to Little Miss Lavender. How'd you get on that calendar? Down in my uncle's basement. Is that not such a rare place? I was only just 8 or 9 years old and left the phone with Little Miss Lavender. And her 11 friends on the calendar. I write this through the pages. Wanted to take her place and sold that calendar. I stole and I took home Little Miss Lavender. Stuck it in that calendar. That former child actor now underneath my mattress. And I never let my parents know. I fell in love with Little Miss Lavender. I fell in love with Little Miss Lavender.
Up next, we've got Darren Hackard with his tune, October Moon.
The hills are alive with autumn mold in my eyes, and I guess I'll be seeing you soon. The death and decay have made us this way, and your eyes burn as bright as a copper still's fuel. Just look in the wind, in the shadows of an October moon. Of rest I took in your breast when the frost kissed the earth like a dream. Now I'm fevered with sweat and I'm clutching my chest, jarred from my nightmare by the coyote scream. Whistling along to the cold song the coyote sing. Questionable women need more than I'm giving, but I was doing just fine on my own.
as the harvest moon rises, night advertises one more chance to reap what I've sown. Alone on a hill, staring out at the darkness below. To all the demons I've buried and the ones that I've married, yeah, I guess I'll be seeing you soon. The green leaves of May have turned golden and gray, and they fall down to rest in their tomb. Gathering dew in the shadows of an October moon.
That was Roswell Kid with Halloween 3.5. Before that was Darren Hackwood with October Moon. I've said it before, but if first of all, thanks for listening to me, Josh Nolan, here with Nightlife with Josh Nolan on WSKV. If you have played anything that you miss what I've said it was and you're curious, feel free to text 606-663-2811. And that's the Tradio number as well. Feel free to just text and say, hey, what was that song you played? Or maybe even I forgot. Maybe you didn't hear me because I didn't say it. Who knows? Anyhow, continuing with the local stuff, these guys are from right around the corner in Irvine. Irvine, all over the place. Irvine, Clay City. Some real good friends of mine. I've been playing guitar with them a lot for the past few years. Great songwriting, great music. Anyway, sorry, I'm just kind of bragging at this point. Ash Wednesday, picture in your head. those Crosstown Rivals with Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Those are some Lexington guys. I've played many a show with those guys. I went on the road with them. We went to Colorado, and that was a good trip. That was one of my first. That was one of my first trips. Real extensive traveling, really outside of the state, playing music, outside of the tri-state area. And man, I just love those guys. I don't know if they're listening, but some of my favorite people. Some of my favorite people and their wives and children and cousins and all their family, they're great people too. Anyways, if you recognized that voice, big, burly, 6'12" voice in the bridge of that song, that was Justin Wells singing. And he, is he got a new record coming out? He might. I think he does. I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm talking without knowing. I don't know why I do this. Anyhow, up next, I feel even funny saying it. It doesn't matter. Here's Slut Pill with Good Me.
Sitting in this room, making some music too. I've been awake all night, see no ending soon. I look over at you, you're sleeping on the couch. You're sleeping on the couch. You're sleeping on the couch.
Slut Pill from Whitesburg, Kentucky. Man, everybody in that band is just fantastic. They're all great people and great great musicians. Lots of energy, obviously, coming from them. Let's see, what's next? Top of the World by Sean Whitey. It occurs to me that I've had the pleasure of playing with almost everyone that I've played, at least half of them. Yeah, anyway, Sean Whiting, another one of my favorite people. Just call it everybody. I love everybody, man. Sean Whiting with Top of the World.
Shower. You're gonna knock money and a bottle of gin, we could have a pretty good weekend. Come on, baby, be my friend. It's not heavy, but my socks are dry. I'm trying to keep the look in your eye. Come on, baby, spring's just around the bend. It's all right, mama. I've been working, I promise. I'll come home for Christmas in the snow. I'm all right, mama. Been working, I promise. I've been working it out on my own. On the screen door, I blacked out on the back porch, looking, dreaming. The sun was warm and the girls were pretty, little ways down the Mississippi. Come on, baby, I know you're gonna let me in. It's all right, mama. I've been working, I promise. I'll come home for Christmas in the snow. I'm all right, mama. It's been working, I promise. I've been working it out on my own.
That was the Union Suits with Fear and Loathing in Grand Forks. Again, not a local band. They were from Wisconsin. Now I think they've split up and that guy's living in New York now. But all the same, you're just as likely to see them come through town and play at any of the venues in town. So that concludes our local segment, my local segment, here on Nightlife with Josh Nolan. So I got a few more tunes for you. Here's a Marshall Crenshaw with You're My Favorite Waste of Time. This one's from a wifey.
You're mine. We'll be right back.
All right, up next is a band called the Ike Riley Assassination. This guy is one of my favorite modern songwriters. Moderns, that's a vague word. Who knows? He's one of my favorite songwriters. He started in 2004, 2 maybe. And then he went on to just be Ike Riley. But man, his catalog is just fantastic. I love it all. He's got a lot. And I keep saying, oh, I'll save this song to play on Garbage Day here in town. But my show is always on Monday from 10 to midnight. And Garbage Day is never on Monday. Which it may be, but it doesn't seem to be. It is definitely not 10 to midnight. Though I think that would be efficient if I were a garbage guy. That's what I want to do. Right around the middle of the night, going through people's garbage. I don't know. Anyhow, let's see here. Garbage Day, the Ike Riley Assassination. Then we've got Battleship Chains with the Georgia Satellites. I love that song, too. I love all songs.
Hey, now, what you gonna do when I come back to you? When I come back to you, will you be sorry?
Hey!
The Georgia Satellites with Battleship Chains. Oh, it's been a good night. Thanks for hanging around again here on Nightlife with Josh Nolan, right here on WSKV. Have a good night, and I'll see you next Monday.
After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang out. After midnight, we're gonna chug a lug and shine. We're gonna cause talk and suspicion, give an exhibition, find out what it is all about. After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang out. After midnight, gonna shake your tambourine. After midnight, it's gonna be peaches and cream. We're gonna cause talk and suspicion, give an exhibition, find out what it is all about. After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang. Talking suspicion, give an exhibition, find out what it is on labor. After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang.